I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and this is Harvest Public Media's Field Notes, in which we talk to newsmakers and experts about important issues related to food production. Stephanie Clark is an associate professor of food science at Iowa State University. She studies a variety of topics related to dairy products, and she's something of an expert on dairy fractionation. That's basically the dividing of milk into its various parts. This is a big and growing business, as reporter Justine Grieve learned when she interviewed Dr. Clark.
I had never heard of fractionation until I reported on Kansas Dairy Ingredients, a processing plant opening next year in southwest Kansas. The plant will be producing fractionated dairy ingredients. I had no idea what those were, so I asked Iowa State's Stephanie Clark.
Well, when we start with milk, the product itself is not quite, but about 90% water. But it's got a bunch of great nutrients inside.
She says milk is composed of five main parts: water, lactose, fat, protein, and various vitamins and minerals. On a basic level, fractionation just means separating out one or more of these components. But when scientists talk about it, what they usually mean is concentrating the protein. To do this, manufacturers start with milk or with the whey left over from the cheesemaking process and run that liquid through a filter.
What we do is we filter that whey, we concentrate that protein, then we evaporate it, and then we dry it. So we've got whey protein concentrate, and it's a powder with only 5% moisture. So you'll see that in a lot of beverages. You'll find that in lots and lots of products.
Chances are milk-derived proteins are in something you've eaten today. You might find them listed as whey powder, non-fat dry milk, or milk protein concentrate. They're common in baked goods, nutrition bars, beverages, yogurt, infant formula, and have been for years. Over time, fractionation technology has become more sophisticated. Now companies can isolate certain parts of proteins that have the specific nutritional or functional profile they're looking for.
Like if we want something that's like an egg white substitute, we want an ingredient that can foam like eggs but is not eggs, then we use beta-lactoglobulin or alpha-lactalbumin because they foam pretty well. So we can sell that as an ingredient.
Consumer interest in nutrient-rich, high-protein products has contributed to the expansion of the market for fractionated dairy ingredients. Researchers also suspect that certain parts of dairy proteins, called bioactive peptides, may have other health benefits to offer.
There are a whole bunch of research projects out there trying to understand better what these biologically active peptides do in the human body. So it might be in weight loss, it might be in reducing blood pressure, it might be in slowing down the growth of cancer cells, it might be in lowering cholesterol.
Or it might just be in making a better egg substitute. In any case, those in the dairy business may soon find that they can multiply their profits by dividing their product. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Justine Grieve.
I'm Abby Fentress-Swanson, and that's this week's Field Notes. To get more episodes of Field Notes, visit harvestpublicmedia.org. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of KBIA and other public media stations across the Midwest.
I was born on a